Second and goal to go from the two. Toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line.
It's done it.
A touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
Sound there from the New England Patriots radio broadcast of the last play of the Super Bowl last night, the epic comeback. If you're in New England, congratulations again. If you're listening in Atlanta or across Georgia, I'm so sorry. Because last night's Super Bowl 51, just a heartbreaker, doesn't even get close to describing it if you're a Falcons fan. The final score, 34-28 in the Patriots' shocking comeback win. Meanwhile, and maybe there was no way around this, a lot of people were looking past the action on the field for politics of America's truly last unifying public event.
This land is yours.
Well, President Donald Trump has expressed his love for the Patriots. People were looking to halftime superstar Lady Gaga for a political response to division and chaos. And of course, America's advertisers wouldn't dare miss the chance to capitalize on all of it with their ads. Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, great to have you back.
Great to be here.
Was this comeback in the same league as the Cavs and the Cubs from last year, in your view?
It's in the same class, and it might have even have exceeded it, because I'll tell you something. I think you can say that the Cavs and the Cubs won without saying that their opponents, the Warriors and Cleveland, choked. And what happened in the Super Bowl was a combination of the greatest comeback in sports history and the greatest choke job in sports history. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it, and I'm not convinced we're ever going to see anything like it again.
It only took a second, not even a second, for politics to just get all over this game. You know, everyone was joking at halftime with a 21-point Atlanta lead that James Comey was about to release a letter about the Falcons, and he may have.
And also the politics were very real. I mean, Donald Trump turned the game off, according to yet another White House leak, and went to sleep, which is so interesting on so many levels because, of course, he's very good friends with Patriots owner Bob Kraft, and he's expressed his own friendship, albeit perhaps a tad one-sided since they don't speak about it, with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, which had a lot of people calling the Patriots team Trump, although not everyone on the Patriots we already know are going to necessarily visit the White House because of who inhabits it. But it really was telling that he turned off the television, which for a lot of folks who wanted the Patriots to lose for political reasons, that was the lone bright light.
So this land is your land, Lady Gaga, at the top of the rafters overlooking the city like Batman, singing America's most famous protest song. Did you take that as a moment of protest?
Absolutely, I did. I mean, people might think that Lady Gaga was being too subtle by half if they expected her to come out like Beyonce a year ago in full protest regalia. But I mean, I thought it was honestly very beautiful because This Land Is Your Land is being sung at protests around the country over the last several weeks. And Lady Gaga knows that. So the song had an especially deep meaning, as well as the lyrics from her song Born This Way. She chose the lyrics that specifically speak to questions of diversity and people coming from all over the world and being all the shades of the rainbow. And she said those, you know, right there on national television. And it was hard not to see that as an artistic statement of unity in the face of bullying.
What about our illustrious advertisers? I mean, the ads are part of the game. I wish they weren't. They are. Anheuser-Busch leaked its ad ahead of time. Audi had some politics in its advertising as well.
And there was even a hair ad that said, we're in for 4 years of bad hair. I mean, it was fascinating because I think Madison Avenue realizes that there is dissent out there to commodify. So we didn't get the erectile dysfunction ads or the ads of the flatulent horses or the GoDaddy.com ads with women in bikinis. We actually got very political ads where a lot of companies were saying, hey, we're on your side, America.
Player of the game, before we let you go, Dave Zirin, Julian Edelman.
No, I'm actually going to go with James White, running back who became the first player in Super Bowl history to catch over 10 balls and score 2 running touchdowns in the same game. And he got to say, I'm going to Disney World.
It happened on the field. It happened off the field. It happened way up top on the roof with Lady Gaga. Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation, host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, thanks as always for being here.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.